We've all been stuck in a dinner routine rut, bored with the same takeout options, or eating a bowl of cereal for dinner. But picking tonight's meal doesn't have to be stressful. Here's an idea. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with premium meals delivered right to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs. Your meal options are endlessly delicious with a team of over 160 innovative chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small batch meals. Cook Unity offers a variety of over 400 meals for every palate. Cook Unity has flexible programs that you can pause, skip, or cancel at any time. Find the perfect plan for your dietary needs and lifestyle. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/rut or enter code RUT before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/rut. Stuck in a dinner routine rut? Picking tonight's meal doesn't have to be stressful. Here's an idea. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with premium meals delivered to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs. Cook Unity offers over 400 meals for every palate. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/rut or enter code RUT before checkout for free premium meals for life.
Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us this week. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. We put out one episode a week on Saturdays. Follow us on Super Humanistic on all socials for more health and wellness tips. Check out our YouTube channel if you like to watch instead of just listen. And make sure that you share this podcast with someone that you love so they can live a long, healthy, and happy lifestyle. Last week, we talked about...
last week, we talked about sleep. And how we need all better
right.
sleep.
And yeah, it was sleep tips. Yes. All right. And not just any sleep tips, but sleep tips that were researched and found through sleep doctors. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go back and learn about all the ways to get better sleep... Also, what happens if you're not getting good sleep, and just really how important sleep is when it comes to everything from mental health to muscle recovery. Now, this week, we are going to be talking about the science of weight. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be breaking down different techniques that you can use to identify if you're overweight. And really, this is just a topic that weighs heavily on us.
Yeah.
No pun intended. So, stick around if you want to learn everything there is to know about weight. We'll also provide you with some actionable steps that you can take to help manage your weight. And we'll also throw down a challenge at the end that you're not going to want to miss. So, what do you got for us?
So, really, our entire podcast is... focused around this topic of health and wellness. So this is a really important episode of ours that actually is close to home for, I'm sure, a lot of us as we listen. So there is the science, right, part of weight and how that relates to actual health. So research does suggest that having a higher weight can be associated with the range of negative health outcomes, including type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and 13 types of cancers. So in general, having a higher weight can lead to those negative health impacts. However, a lot of us measure our weight, and whether it be a healthy weight or unhealthy weight, through using what is known as the BMI. So your body mass index, which calculates how much body fat you have, or at least supposed to calculate that. How it does that is it's getting a really basic level snapshot of your body size, and it's calculated by dividing our weight in kilograms or pounds here in the US by your height in meters. And then it kind of categorizes us into whether we are underweight, healthy weight, overweight, and then obese, right? So those four categories is what the BMI tells us based off of simply your weight and height. So just those two things. So this is just one tool that people use to calculate if they're in a certain weight range. However, I don't feel that this is the best tool that we can use because there's so much more that goes into these other health factors like genetics. I can be underweight and still, or like at a good weight within my weight range, but then still have genetics from my family that cause different cancers. So there's a lot more to it than to health than just weight. You could be obese and still be considered healthy because, or like not have any of those major health symptoms that occur because you have really strong genetics, or maybe it's your muscle mass that's making you a heavier weight versus your actual fat percentage. So other physical metrics that have a better and or a bit better at least for assessing our weight related to health risks would be like body scans. That's a huge one. I know watching Kardashians, of course, they go and do a body scan. So they take a full body scan. And that can determine if you are at risk or have like even just the level one cancers. So really important to that body scan is going to get a better measure of how healthy you are comparative to the weight that you are. There's also the waist circumference as well as waist to hip and waist to height ratios that you can gather. Those two have a better analysis of your weight compared to those health risks. So different forms of measuring our health are out there that are way better. Again, your BMI is just taking what you weigh and it's not really calculating what is our muscle mass, what's our bone density. So it's kind of eliminating those factors and being healthy with weight as well. So is obesity an actual disease? And the short answer here is yes and no. Again, there is evidence, of course, that people with higher weight are more at risk, but there's also people that I know, and I'm sure all of us know those people that go to the doctor, they are at a higher weight, but they're as healthy as can be. So it really kind of depends on a lot with the health more than just the weight. There are also different categories of being obese. So if you go to the doctor and they determine that you are clinically obese, then yes, you are at a higher risk in developing these health concerns or health diseases. So clinical obesity is when your weight, your fat in your body is a disease and it's impacting your organs as well as your ability to perform the day-to-day function. So if you find yourself breathing heavily as you're walking or not able to go play with your kids or neighbors or going and enjoying a walk with friends, not being able to even answer your door, you just find yourself sitting and getting depressed, then yes, that would be considered clinical obesity and it is a disease. The opposite of clinical obesity is the preclinical obesity, not yet a disease. But again, wanting to make sure that you are watching your weight if you're considered preclinical obesity, because it's not impacting your health at that point. So there's those two different types of obesity, and in general, making sure that we feel healthy. If you are looking at BMI as a measure for if you're healthy or not, if you are within a certain weight range, also just consider that there's more to your weight than fat. you're going to have some increase in weight as you start to work out anyways, because you're gaining that muscle. So just keep in mind all of those factors as we look at weight and health in general.
All right, great information there on weight. I know a lot of people can feel overwhelmed. There's a lot of different factors, as you mentioned, but I'm here to provide you with some actionable steps that you can take, and we'll walk through those now. At really the basic part of it, weight is based on calories in, calories out. But as you touched on, there's many other factors such as genetics, hormones, thyroid, insulin, sleep, stress, and even your gut health can play a role in your overall weight. There's also something called leptin, which is your satiety hormone, which indicates to your brain when you're feeling full. So if those leptin levels are out of whack, that can also lead to a weight gain. So there's a lot of factors there, basically, but let's break it down. So if you're not feeling overwhelmed, and give you some steps that you can take. I do want to start with eating mindfully. So slow down. I know I learned that from my wife. I used to be a really fast eater, just scarfing it down. And when you do that, your body and your brain don't have time to kind of catch up to where you're at in terms of your stomach. So it's very important not to override your brain's fullness signals and to really take it slow, which also helps you enjoy your food and get all those flavors and taste it and be in the moment. Mm-hmm. Focus on nutrient-dense foods, so it's not about depriving yourself. It's about giving your body the right type of fuel and energy that it needs. So that's why it's important to stick to whole foods such as lean proteins, healthy fats, veggies, whole grains. Try to get organic as much as you can so you can make sure you're keeping out those pesticides and other things to really make sure you're getting that healthy meal. Move your body. As we've talked about plenty of times on this podcast, get out there and do something that you love, whether it's a hike, a walk, dancing, anything like that is going to help with that as well. Prioritizing your sleep. Go back and listen to last week's episode if you want to learn more about sleep tips. We'll just leave it at that. You want to manage your stress as well, so you can try some deep breathing techniques. We've talked about Wim Hof, and we practice Wim Hof regularly. That's an important one. Just deep breathing, spending time in meditation, or just taking a walk through a forest, and really track your progress. So instead of focusing, you want to actually focus on how you feel, how your clothes fit, your energy levels. Those type of things will help you out in your journey. So remember, it's not about a huge overhaul. It's about just small, consistent changes, and that's going to be more effective and sustainable for you than some sort of huge crash diet. So if you're not paying attention to your weight gain, you kind of talked about some things, but that can also lead to low self-esteem, depression, and things like that. Also, it's going to impact your mobility and your energy levels. So really just being able to get out there and be your best self is going to be impacted if you're not watching your weight. But always remember the most empowering part, that it doesn't really matter where you're starting from. It's never too late to make a positive change. And progress is going to be the goal, not perfection. So it's very important that you start taking some actionable steps now. And some of those actionable steps, as we mentioned, set those small achievable goals for the week, like adding a serving of vegetables to a meal, swap those sugary drinks for water or an herbal tea, take that 10-minute walk after dinner. It really aids in digestion and helps regulate your blood sugar. So try a 5-minute mindfulness practice before you go to bed to help reduce your stress and lower that cortisol. And plan your meals ahead of time, so that way you're not doing any kind of impulse eating based on stress or snacking or anything like that. Everything can just be planned out. You know exactly when your next meal is going to be. So here's your challenge for the next week. Try to do one healthy choice there. And then from there, you want to journal about that healthy choice. Write down how it made you feel physically or emotionally. And then also include one thing that you're grateful for. At the end of the week, review your progress and really celebrate those wins. That's important to make sure you're staying positive and celebratory in this journey. And we recommend that you visit us on social media and share your progress and share your experience with us so we can learn more about what you're going through and help provide guidance as well. Mm-hmm. So that's what we had for you today. Make sure you follow Superhumanistic on all socials and make sure you hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Also, don't forget to subscribe and share this episode and leave a review. That way, somebody else that's going through their health journey for weight can also get this episode, and hopefully it'll make an impact on their lives. So remember, stay curious, stay kind, and stay healthy so you can be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.